أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم احشر الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فاهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم وقفوهم إنهم مسؤولون ما لكم لا تناصرون بل هم اليوم مستسلمون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about that zajra, that sound of the trumpet that will bring everybody back to life on the day of Qiyamah, and the disbelievers, فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ, they will be looking in utter amazement at this reality, cursing themselves, realizing that this is the day of recompense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, اُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. This command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given to the angels, that gather those who were sinners, those who were wrongdoers, وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. أَزْوَاجَهُمْ here will mean those who are like them, their comrades, those who had broken the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together with them, or it could also mean their wives who were in a state of disbelief. So all those that were with them and together with them, وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ, and those who had worshipped, those who they had worshipped, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those things that they had worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will refer to all those idols that they had made of the things of this world, the sand of this world, the wood of this world, and even the plastic and everything else of this world. Bring them all together and fahduhum ila siratil jahim, and now guide them, take them to the path of the fire of Jahannam. Waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun. Now whilst they are being taken to the fire of Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's next command will be that stop them, for certainly they will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the question? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in the next ayah, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ. What has happened to you? What has gone wrong with you? لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ, that you are unable to help each other. Here in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them, the words that they would say, نَحْنُ جَمِيعٌ مُنْتَصِرٌ, that we are a confederation, we are a group of people, muntasir, and we will help each other. The wrongs that we are doing in this world, if there happens to be a day of Qiyamah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens to question us about our deeds, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens to question us about the wrongs that we had done, our beliefs and everything else, then we will help each other and we will get out of it. They in actual fact based the analogy of this world, placed it thinking that in this world, when a person has a problem, he can call upon a family member, he can call upon his neighbor, he can call upon those that had joined him in whatever wrong he had done, so that he will be able to get out. سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there, that what will happen to all these groupings, what will happen to all these confederations, what will happen to all these associations, they will all be diminished, they will all be vanquished, there will be no groupings on the day of Qiyamah, whereby one will be able to help the other. There will be no one to render any form of assistance to anyone else. And what will happen is everybody will run away, everybody will turn their back. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave that one final question, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ. You had come, you had gathered, that gathering was very amazing to you. You will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about everything else. And then after the hisab and kitab, now you will be moved towards the fire of Jahannam. You will be halted, you will be herded towards the fire of Jahannam. And now this one question, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ. بل هم اليوم مستسلمون. They in the dunya, you had a lot to say that if there is qiyamah, if there would be a qiyamah, then you will call your children to help you. You will call your wealth, and your wealth will be of assistance. You said you will call like-minded comrades like you that will be able to help you. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that was never a reality. That will never be a reality. وَالْهُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ. But on the day of Qiyamah, they will just simply hand themselves over. In other words, they will have absolutely no case in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not be able to help themselves. Where are they going to be able to help anyone else? They will not be able to help their own next of kin. Where are they going to help any friend, any like-minded person, any comrade, anyone of their groupings? They will never be able to help them. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how feeble and how weak man will be on the day of Qiyamah. That a person cannot help himself, he will not be able to help his family, he will not be able to help anyone else. That is if a person is in a state of kufr and a person in a state of disbelief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.